I guess part of my reason to want to speak to you is part of that is I feel two things, that I have a vibe of a lot of anger inside of me and wanting to learn how to, I know I've been listening to you and reading all your books and learning about reaching for the better feeling thought, but I sometimes feel I've just been this very, very angry person all of my life.
We don't think all of your life, but we do acknowledge when, you see, anger is not a bad thing. It's, in fact, it's downstream from a feeling of powerlessness. There are many who say, well, you shouldn't get angry, and if you were frustrated, we wouldn't coach you toward anger. That would be in the wrong direction. But if you are feeling powerless, then anger is the next logical step, isn't it? But from anger, you don't want to just stay there. And if you've been angry for a long time, that means you're vacillating back and forth. You keep seeing your life in the way that makes you feel powerless, and then you pull yourself back to anger. And then you keep seeing your life in a way that makes you feel powerless, and then you pull yourself back to anger. Do you know what it is that's making you perceive your powerlessness?
I think the biggest challenge I have is...
Would you like us to tell you what it is?
Sure, go ahead.
Because it's not what you think it is. Oh. It's the same thing that makes you say, in other words, you wanted to prove to yourself with a manifestation that you are a good creator. And above all of the things that makes people feel powerless, it's determined to find a manifestational proof of something rather than letting it be an emotional proof that you're moving in the right direction. Did you hear that? Here's the best way of explaining this to you. A woman said to us one day, I have pain in my body. She had arthritis. I have pain in my body. How can I think happy, healthy thoughts when I have so much pain in my body? And we said, you have to accept the current manifestation as a manifestation. And then you have to think about the energy as something separate from that. In other words, you can have pain in your body and feel hopeful, or you can have pain in your body and feel fearful. And the vibrational difference between fear and hope is the difference between recovery or not. But most people are responding to what they're observing. So people who care very much, and we use the word determined with you, you are a very strong thinker and very sure of what you want. And when you think about what you want, but you notice what you've got in relationship to what you want, it always turns you upstream. In other words, that's what makes you feel powerless. When you hold strong, strong desires for something, and you've held them for a long time, and you don't see evidence of their manifestation, then you think you're powerless. When you're not, but you think you are, because you think, if I were powerful, I would have these manifestations that I want. And so, from that feeling of powerlessness, anger is a logical downstream place to turn. But now you get that, don't you? In other words, all of that makes perfect sense. So what is it that you are seeking that feels to you as if it is not coming to you?
I think there are two things. One is a relationship, and the other one is this frustration that I'm not writing, and I really would want, I want to finish something that I started.
Well, that's right at it, isn't it? It's this feeling that I am more and that I can be more, yeah, and that I have more within me, and for some reason I'm not doing it, therefore I'm powerless. And it's a little bit what we were talking about earlier. There's this sense that I should use my will. In a way, your will is what got you to this chair. In other words, you have extraordinary desire and a pretty good wad of resistance going on. So your light sort of spiked out and disappeared and spiked out and disappeared, but it was hard not to notice you. And what we want you to understand is that you don't have to try so hard, you don't have to work so hard, that really what you want to do is just sort of chill out, relax. This message that we've been giving to you today is really for you, about the stream is flowing and you don't have to put the power in the stream, it's already there. Your life has already put it there. What your work now is to do is to relax in an attitude of more trusting instead of striving in an attitude of more trying. Mm-hmm. every time someone tries, they turn upstream. And that really is a very good label for you. You've been trying very hard for a long time, and every time you do, it's with this attitude that, well, I need to try hard in order to make it happen, and you turn upstream every time. It's like shooting yourself in the foot,
yeah.
You see.
Yeah.
Or what you're wanting to do is just relax a little more and trust the process. Do you believe that you are source energy while you're in this body?
Yes.
And do you believe that that source energy part of you is the longer, louder, stronger part of you?
Yes.
And do you believe that law of attraction is responding to both vibrational vantage points of you?
Yes.
And do you understand that through your life experience, you've put all kinds of things in vibrational escrow that you're being called toward?
Yes.
And do you understand that it is inevitable that you would succeed?
No.
But you follow our reasoning, don't you? It is inevitable that you would succeed. But your belief that... So what do you think's necessary for you to have success? In other words, what part are you putting in there that we're leaving out? Why are we so knowing of your worthiness? Why are we so knowing of what's in your escrow? What is it that you know that we don't seem to know? Or what is it that you focus upon that we refuse to focus upon? You're trying to prove your worthiness. We already know you've got it. You're trying to make it happen. We already know that it's already done. You're trying to make the difference through the manifestation. We know the manifestation is an inevitable byproduct of the energy that has already flowed. We know step one and step two are done. We know all you got to do is chill out and let step three carry you to where you want to be.
I don't know how to chill out.
Well... You do it by caring more about how you feel, by letting the way you feel be the success that you're reaching for rather than the manifestation, by letting what you feel matter more. In other words, we want you to care about the way you feel, because when you care about the way you feel, you'll feel down, you'll feel downstream, you'll feel downstream, you'll feel downstream, and then the manifestation must come. A woman said to us, Abraham, I don't think you care if my lover ever comes. I think you just want me to get so good at visualizing him that I don't notice that he's not here. And we said, that's exactly right. Because we know that when she takes pleasure from her thought and her pain goes away, he's got to be there. But as long as her awareness of what is causes her pain, he can't come. So the way you chill out is by caring more about how you feel than that your lover comes. Care more about how you feel than anything, so that you're just not willing to hold uncomfortable thoughts. You all have your limits. Esther was watching television the other night and heard a story that was coming on this particular station, and she immediately changed the channel because she did not want to hear even a little bit of that. Because she knew it was a subject that she is so sensitive to that she knew hearing it would upset her. So she turned it off before it got there. That's sort of the dramatized version of caring about how you feel. But we want you to get so picky about the way you feel that you're just not willing to go there in your thought, that you care about how you feel more than the manifestation. And when that is the case, then every manifestation that you've ever desired will come to you and come to you quickly.
Sometimes when, especially if I'm around somebody with really strong energy, I sometimes feel like I can't feel what I'm feeling. Does that make sense?
Well, no. Because if you're around someone who is tuned in, tapped in, turned on, they are therefore amplifying your awareness of that part of your vibration, which would make your disconnect more obvious to you. In other words, you would feel more, not less. If you see someone living something that you want to live, and you feel that feeling of not enoughness or jealousy or aggravated awareness that you don't have what you want, that's a stronger emotion, because what you're witnessing has both parts of your vibration activated. What you want is more keenly activated, and where you stand in relationship to what you want is more keenly activated. We think that you're like a whole lot of people. You have grown accustomed to not feeling all that good. And so it's just normal for most of you to feel ornery. It's just normal to be overwhelmed. It's just sort of normal for most of you. You put up with emotions that the inner being part of you would never put up with. And so we were pleased to call you here in light of what you were thinking about as you were sort of testing the universe and testing your alignment to see if the universe is seeing you. And we want you to understand you are seen, and everything that you want is being answered. You're the one holding yourself apart from it. And not letting yourself move toward what feels better to you is the reason for it. And what's stuck in your craw is that belief. And it's why we make so much fun of it as we begin, about people taking their boat down to the river and pointing it upstream and paddling really hard and then crowing about how well they're doing and measuring them against other people who are resisting the stream. And the reason that we make such a big thing about that is because so many of you are doing it. You don't like doing it. You don't even realize you're doing it. You've been doing it for so long, you see. And we want you to feel the absurdity of working hard. We want you to feel the absurdity of the struggle. We want you to realize that it's so counter to everything that you are. And so just little by little, ease up on yourself a little bit and try to reach for thoughts that feel better. And notice how often you do chill out and things do come to you. And that's not a fluke. That's just the crack of least resistance. That's just when you did chill out and you let it come.
I think that's part of it, is learning, since I started studying in the beginning of this year, it's like allowing myself, it's okay to feel good, and it's a wonderful, it's okay to have a feel happy.
Not only is it okay, it is what is normal. How do you get crossways of that? Isn't it interesting?
I know.
Kate's five. She has a little game, granddaughter Kate. She hides a little car, and then she asks Jerry and Esther to come and find it, and she gives them clues. And she says, you're getting warmer. You're getting warmer, or you're getting colder, you're getting colder. All over the room they look, and they find it every time. Because Kate knows where it is, and she gives them clues. And the source within you knows where everything you want is, and is constantly giving you clues. And you say, I know it's that way, but I'm going that way. I know, I can feel. That would feel a lot better, but I'm still going that way. But why are you going that way when you can feel that feeling better is this way? Well, because other things are this way and they seem to be important to other people, so I'm going that way. And we say, it's illogical, but it is why the reason you do it is not any greater than the rationale that we've just demonstrated. I'm doing it out of habit. Does it feel good? No. Then why are you doing it? Out of habit. Is it bringing you good results? No. Then why are you doing it? Because I've always done it. Well, wouldn't you like to feel good? Yes. Then why don't you come toward what feels better? Because I've always done the other. But is doing the other ever gotten you what you want? No. Then why do you do it? Well, because I've always done it. This is sort of the conversation we're having with you, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
I do it even though it doesn't feel good because yes. I've always done it. Yeah. And because other people who don't feel good either are doing it also. That's why I do it that way. And we say, we hear you. We hear you. But we're here calling you this way, this way, this way. Toward giving yourself a break, toward giving yourself the benefit of the doubt, toward an optimistic feeling and thought instead of a pessimistic one, toward giving somebody else a break. In other words, every time you hold someone to the fire, you hold yourself in vibrational discord of who you are. Jerry used to demonstrate that when you push very hard on something, pushing very, very hard against something, you're putting the same pressure on yourself, as he demonstrated the big mark on his own hand. In other words, you cannot get to where you want to be through making it happen. You let it happen.
And just as simple as reaching for the better feeling thought, bit by bit, you sort of learn how to allow it to happen.
A thought that feels better is moving in the right direction. And sometimes people will say, well, I'm willing to play your stupid game. I'll find a thought that feels better. I'll reach for a better feeling thought, but what will it get me? And we say, well, you'll feel better. And they say, yeah, but what will it get me? Well, you'll feel better. Yeah, but what will it get me? Most of you are so manifestation-oriented that you don't see the beauty and the power and the prize in feeling better. And until you make feeling better the prize you're reaching for, then your guidance system is going to be all out of whack.
Thank you.
You heard that all very clearly.
I did.
Yes.
Thank you.